Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. ISRO successfully launches new generation navigation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota. Beating retreat ceremony to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. Election Commission asks Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to provide evidence in support of his allegations about poisoning of Yamuna water. Second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. India rejects Canadian Commission report alleging New Delhi's interference in Canada's federal elections. And Jasprit Bumrah named ICC Cricketer of the Year 2024. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched its new generation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle, GSLV-F15, carrying the NVS-02, lifted off at 6:23 a.m. this morning. This launch marks a remarkable milestone for ISRO, commemorating the 100th launch from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. A report.
ISRO's premier rocket GSLV-F15 placed the NVS-02 satellite in the geosynchronous transfer orbit. Speaking after the successful launch of the mission, Dr. V. Narayanan, Chairman ISRO, said,
"Extremely happy to announce from the spaceport of ISRO that the first launch of this year, 2025, has been successfully accomplished, with GSLV-F15 launch vehicle precisely injecting the navigation satellite NVS-02 in the required intended orbit. Mission is the 100th launch from our launch pads, which is very significant milestone of India."
The second generation NAVIC satellites are envisaged to augment the NAVIC base layer constellation with enhanced features for ensuring continuity of services. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
As part of the Republic Day celebrations, Beating the Retreat ceremony will be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
This year, in the Beating Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and the Central Armed Police Forces. The ceremony will commence with the iconic Kadam Kadam Badhaye Ja tune, followed by the enthralling tunes such as Amar Bharti, Indradhanush, Jai Janam Bhumi and Veer Siya Chen by the Pipes and Drums Band. The event will come to a close with the popular tune of Sare Jahan Se Achha to be played by the Burglars. Sumit Saha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the Beating the Retreat ceremony. As per the traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. today. No traffic will be allowed on Raisina Road from Krishi Bhavan and Sunehri Masjid roundabouts towards Vijay Chowk. The Election Commission has issued a notice to Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by the BJP and the Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The Commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. today. The Commission also said that it perused the report of Delhi Jal Board, which does not mention about any poisoning in Yamuna. The poll panel said that as regards the allegations of poisoning, it is expected that there must be a factual foundation. The Commission noted that such allegations have serious ramifications of creating enmity between the regional groups and residents of the neighbouring states and threat of a law and order situation due to actual or perceived shortage or non-availability of water during this time of the year. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. From rallies and roadshows to door-to-door campaigns, prominent leaders from the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are actively engaging with the electorate to gain support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold a rally at Kartarnagar in Shahadra Assembly constituency today. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address the public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur Legislative Assemblies this evening. Meanwhile, senior Congress leaders Jai Ram Ramesh and Devendra Yadav are scheduled to release the Congress manifesto. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly polls. Today, we take a look at the Ballimaran constituency.
Ballimaran Assembly constituency is an important part of the Old Delhi area. Aam Aadmi Party has once again fielded its sitting MLA and Minister Imran Hussain, while senior Congress leader and five-time former MLA Harun Yusuf is in the electoral fray on this seat. BJP has made its former councillor Kamal Bagri as its face on this seat. There are more than 1.5 lakh voters in this Assembly constituency who will decide the fate of the candidates on 5th February, the day of voting for Delhi Assembly polls. Now it will be known after the election results that which party's candidate will emerge victorious. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. And now, news from the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh 2025 is underway on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. Mauni Amavasya holds significant religious importance and the Amrit Snan on this day is considered highly auspicious. Now we go over live to our correspondent Aman Yadav, who is at Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Aman, how are rituals progressing on Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan and what is the enthusiasm like there?
Yes, Anuja, from early morning, saints here and devotees are marching towards Sangam to take the holy dip. Devotees are full of energy and are going to take Amrit Snan with enthusiasm, chanting the slogan Har Har Gange. The main attraction of today was Amrit Snan of several Akharas, but it is stopped for now because of large number of devotees coming towards the Sangam shore. In spite of having a chilly morning, the devotees are still excited to take the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam. And let me tell you, Anuja, total snan till yesterday was over 20 crore. Yes, Anuja.
What arrangements are in place for smooth conduct of Amrit Snan, Aman?
Yes, in view of security, 50,000 state and central police force have also been deployed, whereas 7-tier security plan in the Mela area has been designed and no vehicle zone has been declared. The barricading has also been done near ghats and team of 20 NDRF has been deployed for any emergency situation. The authority has also made 12-kilometer long ghat so that every devotee can take the holy dip in the Sangam smoothly. Yes, Anuja.
Thank you, Aman, for that update. A large number of devotees are taking holy dip at Sangam in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. Our correspondent talked to some of the devotees who are very excited after taking Amrit Snan on Mauni Amavasya.
मैं उत्तम कुमार धनवाद से आया हूँ. कुंभ में संगम घाट पे स्नान किया कि वहाँ पर नहाने से मन की शांति प्राप्त होती है. कुछ दोस्त कटते हैं.
निरंकार वर्मा, डिस्ट्रिक्ट बहराइच. और मैं संगम में स्नान करने के लिए यहाँ पे आया. और प्रशासनिक स्तर पे अगर देखा जाए और सफाई के स्तर पे देखा जाए और सारी व्यवस्थाएं एकदम बहुत अच्छी कुशल मंगल है.
मेरा नाम लोचन वर्मा हुआ. मैं झारखंड से आया हूँ महाकुंभ मेला देखने के लिए और यहाँ आने के बाद बहुत आनंद आ रहा है. स्नान हम कर लिए. यहाँ का व्यवस्था बहुत अच्छा है.
In Sikkim, Soreng district has started producing organic fish, becoming the country's first organic fisheries cluster. Union Animal Husbandry and Fisheries Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh launched this initiative recently. Organic Fisheries Cluster focuses on ecologically healthy fish farming system, avoiding the use of harmful chemicals, antibiotics and pesticides. More from our correspondent.
District Collector of Sorang, Dhira Suvedi, said one village of the district has been adopted for organic fishing initially or pilot basis. He said this initiative would help to boost the income of the farmers and also to provide chemical and pesticide-free organic fish. The district collector further stated that to achieve success in this process, district administration along with other stakeholders is planning to dig more ponds and emphasize on adequate water harvesting system. This is Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
India has rejected a Canadian report claiming alleged activities related to purported interference in Canada. The Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the allegations, asserting that it is in fact Canada that has been consistently interfering in India's internal affairs. The MEA further pointed out that such interference has also created an environment for illegal migration and organized criminal activities. Rejecting the report's insinuations about India, the MEA said that the support system enabling illegal migration will not be further countenanced. On to sports. Indian pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been honoured with the prestigious Sir Garfield Sobers Trophy for ICC Men's Cricketer of the Year 2024, recognising his exceptional performances across all formats. Bumrah becomes the first Indian pacer to win this award, joining an elite list of Indian cricketers that includes Rahul Dravid, Sachin Tendulkar, Ravichandran Ashwin and Virat Kohli. In men's cricket, England defeated India by 26 runs in the third T20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat last evening. Chasing a target of 172 runs, India managed to score only 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In the Hockey India League, Team Gunasika secured a 3-1 victory in shootout against Hyderabad Tufans in Rourkela last evening following a 3-3 tie at the end of regulation time. More from our correspondent.
In men's Hockey India League, Team Gunasika were against Hyderabad Tufans in Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium. Despite Anderson scoring the fastest goal in Hockey India League history, the game ended in a draw and Gunasika clinched the win in the shootout. As the game was heading to the end in the fourth quarter, Victor Schale equalized again in the 55th minute of the final quarter, leading the game to a penalty shootout. In the shootout, Team Gunasika won 3-1 after a tie game. Today in the evening, at 6 p.m., the first match will be played between JSW Surma Hockey Club and Surachi Royal Bengal Tigers. And in the second match, UP Rudras will be against Tamil Nadu Dragons at 8:15 p.m. This is Manoj Yadav reporting for Akashvani News.
The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast dense fog conditions over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are also predicted in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, for the next 2 to 3 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have cited about the annual status of education report 2024 showing an improvement in learning levels, especially in government schools across states. The Indian Express reports sharp gains in reading and math learning levels in schools across states since COVID slump. The Asian Age says smartphone use up in rural India boasts education. To deepen ties, PM Modi to visit US in February announces Trump is a headline in Hindustan Times. And finally, political parties are making maximum use of social media platforms like Facebook, Google and YouTube, overshadowing traditional forms for campaigning in election, reports The Pioneer under the headline Politics in Delhi Goes Digital. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully launches new generation navigation satellite NVS-02 from Sriharikota. Beating retreat ceremony to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. Election Commission asks Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to provide evidence in support of his allegations about poisoning of Yamuna water. Second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. India rejects Canadian Commission report alleging New Delhi's interference in Canada's federal elections. And Jasprit Bumrah named ICC Cricketer of the Year 2024. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.